Yeah, well, I mean, we're there we go. We're Foley artists now. Start throwing against the wall. Okay, all right, there it is. Live from the Foley artists. Episode 146, GoldenSaucer.net podcast. I'm Joey.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Al.
All right, and videos should be working again, so another great week of doing video. I try not to think about the cameras too much.
So says you.
Because I was watching last week and I was editing, I like literally looked at the camera and went... A couple times, I'm like, hey, how's it going on?
How's it going, sexy?
This for you later, Joey. So, yeah, what's going on, guys? How's the week been so far? I mean, Labor Day weekend, got that coming off that 3-day or possibly 4-day weekend for some people.
Yeah.
Because of the Hurricane Harambe or whatever it's called. I know you saw that picture, right?
I ain't afraid of no Harry Potter hurricane.
That was
Harry
better
Potter
one.
Ass hurricane.
That was the better one.
Hermine,
yeah. Did you see the one where the weather... did you show that one?
Why does it sound like an oppressive male? Like,
Hermine.
Oh, jeez.
Did you see the one where the weather pattern which looked like Harambe?
I'm the one that showed
it.
Okay.
Jesus. I was asking right. that.
Yeah, but did you see it?
No, I didn't, actually. God dang it.
just showed it to
dang
me.
Dang it.
Different,
That was a laughable hurricane.
I would say that.
I was
like,
without power for fucking 24 hours.
I still say laughable.
No, I mean, like, in terms of, like, yeah, like a hurricane, but I was still without power.
Yeah, the
I didn't get to play World of Warcraft.
I mean, I sat on the couch and went, maybe Kyle doesn't have power.
It was really funny because, like, I sent Kyle, like, the statistics of people without power.
yeah.
Based on location, and it was, like, 45 people, like...
We were like, man,
yeah,
you fucking that's lying.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's completely wrong.
Yeah, like, that's wrong.
Half of, like, downtown was off without...
Well, it's because, like...
The new Butler that's being built, half of it was off.
There was seriously some trees, like, I don't know if you went down, like, the road right around the corner over here.
Mm.
Like, seriously, like, 3 trees fell and just dropped the lines.
Yeah.
Some dead-ass trees.
No, they, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That was insane.
Maybe
they got, like, yeah. I mean, 75-mile-per-hour winds, technically.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm going to say from a mammon. I don't get up. Until it's a hurricane category 3.
Are you the guy on the beach?
I'm that guy on the beach, like, flinging fucking bottles at the fucking ocean. Like, come back at me, God. I'm tempted to come murder me. Just murder me already.
I remember when I was living in Virginia and a hurricane had came through Florida and pushed through as a tropical storm and everyone just lost their shit. This is nothing.
I laughed. I played Overwatch the whole entire night.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I fell asleep.
I was playing WoW when my power went out, and I was just like,
I lost some power.
I was like, okay, I'll go to bed.
The only way I knew I lost power is when I checked on the PC that was rendering the video.
Ooh.
Nah, I heard the transformer blow.
Okay. So. Yeah. What was that? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Am I dead?
Optimus just fell.
I just had, like, residual power for, like, a millisecond. Like, I heard the, and I was like, huh? And it was, jew. Oh, all right.
Nope.
I was like mid-instance. We were on the boss too.
Oh no.
I was like, well.
Well, you were playing with people like around the corner, so they probably lost power too. So.
Yeah, I was playing with old Palace Snack.
No, oh, okay, all right, that's good. That's good. How? I guess we can talk about that motherfucker been playing. So let's save that. How's the week though, gentlemen? Other than the hurricane thing.
Hurricane barbecue, and rained in.
Like separate, like or
you had a hurricane barbecue.
I had a hurricane barbecue.
Okay.
No, I had a hurricane came.
Hurricane barbecue is the best. I've always.
I have hurricane drinking parties. Like, come over.
I always do the thing. Well, the power's out, so our ability to cook food's shitty. So we're grilling.
Yeah.
Like I said, if it's category 3. Go the fuck to your house right now. Go. Yeah, border that shit up. Tie your dog down.
No, put him inside.
No, just tie him down.
He's just like. He's just like a kite. Like he's just.
But yeah, like, it was just that. Then the day after, it was just, ooh, I picked up 3 twigs. Ooh.
did you see someone posted locally on the Reddit, like, we will rebuild, and it was like a picture of, like, some branches that fallen on the scooter?
My branch, I posted a picture of, like, my branch from next to my car, and it was like, never forget.
Oh, man. There was some serious damage, though. There were some people who were talking about, like,
oh, yeah.
Someone, county south of us died, I don't mean to, like, point fingers, but the gentleman decided to ride out the storm in his tent. So that was not, that guy did not.
Even I know my tendency to just, I drink on the patio and like, I'm getting wet.
There was more than a couple houses where like some trees had fallen into the house, a couple total cars from like just trees falling onto the cars.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, no major, nothing like major, major.
Nothing major happens. Just inconveniences at that point.
Yeah.
But it's a guy dying.
I mean.
He asked for it.
No, I mean, I don't know.
Suicide.
Like, I don't know why. I understand there are people who have different situations in life, but
Yeah, was he, like, living in the tent? Or
I believe he might have been living in the tent, but...
Oh, well, that's not really...
Okay, well...
But at the same time...
I thought, like, in open defiance of the hurricane, he was like...
You know.
Well, here's my manner. Pop a tent up.
There was basically everyone saying there's a hurricane coming. Seek shelter, you know. Like,
right, and then he was just like, yell a bunch of pussies.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, I don't know the details. But, like, even if I was in that situation, I would, like, hunker down and underneath the little gap in the underpass, like he was, like you're supposed to do in a tornado, you know?
Mm.
Like, that's the best place to be. Like, unless that overpass eats it, then you did your best.
Yeah, that takes a lot of...
Yeah, exactly.
That takes a lot.
You did your best, I mean.
Right?
I mean, hey... Yeah, you did it.
Also, like, you know, storm culverts, but just for a little while. You don't want to be there when the flooding comes.
Cause yeah.
I thought it was severely going to be flooded down here, but no, nothing.
I there was some heavy rain, I will say that. Heavy rain.
Heavy Jason!
Rain. Heavy rain.
There was a...
You're a gammy.
there was a lot of areas where it was like... I don't know how to explain it. Like the drainage isn't so hot. So
yeah, no, the drainage system sucks in this town.
So you just go there and it's just like a giant pool and you're like, oh.
Cool. A normal rainstorm that lasted like about 7 hours, this is like a couple of months ago, my apartment complex flooded. Mm-hmm. Like it was like, well, I want to say calf deep walking. It was ridiculous. And then this one's like, oh, there's a puddle right there, okay.
No.
A lot of wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it that. I can hear the wind.
Yeah. I actually had a moment where I was freaking out. We were sleeping through the rain and, I heard, like, the distinct sound of rain hitting carpet, wet carpet. And I was like, oh, no. Squirrels chewed a hole in the house and the rain's coming in.
Was it actually what you thought it was?
It was not where I thought it was. It was in the, inside the patio.
Oh.
But it was just quiet enough that I could hear it, you know, just distinctly, right? But, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Spit over the mic.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And then the next day, I just had a barbecue with some friends. That's it. Nothing impressive, man. I worked today. So, way to go Labor Day.
I went to Disney.
How was that, Joey?
Stressful. A lot of parents.
You're not an idiot for going on a fucking vacation.
Hey, you know, for me, it's a day trip. So, I was just like, I'll just go do what I need to do and come back. And then, like, what's the furthest back you've parked at Disney?
Ursula? I don't know how far that is.
Okay, like, you remember where the test track used to be?
Yeah.
I was, like, about to be right next to that.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, so, good stuff. There you go. It's because I, like, literally put my hand right on
it. Yeah.
Right next to the test track.
I say Ursula because that was the closest parking to the entrance of the parking lot I can remember.
Oh, no. Like, I was in Heroes and I was in Rapunzel, which is, like, the next further one is, like, Mulan, which is...
Oh, the white girl get up and the fucking Asian girl had to be back there. All right.
I mean, it's Aladdin, Simba.
Oh, male dominance. All right.
Aladdin, Simba. Is it Peter Pan? I don't remember. I used to remember.
Sure, whatever.
The problem is every time we go, I say, where we park? Oh, yeah, Itchy Lot. And then it's a joke.
Itchy Lot.
It's the remainder of the trip. Itchy Lot. But, yeah, it was just stressful. I had an okay time. Just stressful.
I bring up the sexual jokes because you read about that Lyft driver?
No.
With that chick? Like, no. She goes, do you have a hula hoop girl on your dashboard?
Uh-huh.
That's insensitive to culture.
Oh, no.
And bro, like you hear, and then another passenger tagged along and suddenly she goes, that's sad that you actually picked this as a sexual offensive.
All right.
I was like, so, it was hysterical to me. I don't know. Poor driver. He kept calm, too.
I haven't seen that. I have not been following
the
goings on.
It's funny to me.
Of that.
And she sounded like death. I was like, oh. It's funny. Won't get into it.
All right. God, do you have anything going on?
I did not.
Okay.
I went to work, and I've been playing a lot of WoW otherwise.
A lot of WoW. All right. Yeah. So let's get the fucking what you've been playing. Let's talk about WoW. Let's talk about Legion. Right, Legionnaire's disease.
Legion.
What is Legion? What are they bringing? Are they like last time it was garrisons, and you said that shit doesn't matter anymore?
Yeah, I mean, like there's still like some of the aspects from garrisons that are like still kind of relevant, but like you're just not in a garrison anymore.
There's a phone ring. We're just gonna ignore it. Keep going.
Hello?
Esmeralda, the fuck?
I told you to call me on business time.
what the fuck?
The confines of doing business, doing this in a place of business.
Yeah. So.
You see how long do they give up? Like it's a minute solid. Just,
yeah. They're gonna call going. Back. They're gonna call back like back to back too. I'm just gonna go answer it after the second time.
You guys had bad in 13.
They gave up. They gave up.
All right. Cool. So like you're no longer confined to garrisons. There's like class specific like areas that you go war room.
Sure, sure.
That still have like the little like app game that you would play like in the garrisons. Like
I heard you can do that like when you're like on your phone now.
That might be true.
To, like they added an app where you can do that. Like
they were talking about adding that app. Yeah, I don't know if it actually came to fruition or not. Right. Other than that, I've basically just been like exploring the new areas, like doing all the quests, trying to get the lore master achievements.
Is it the mobile armory?
No. Mobile armory is a different thing.
It says World of Warcraft armory.
Then they don't have it.
Okay. All right. Legion Companion app. That's what they're talking about. They just showed a video of it 2 days ago. So. Anyway, so okay, so what all's in this, what are these phone games and shits?
It's basically just like the little characters that you have like are a certain level and you have to like slot them in the missions and the missions require certain traits and each character has different traits and then like based off of the level and the traits that they have dictate the success rate of completing the mission.
So like the Assassin's Creed thing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just like a thing that you do when you just go back to like level up your weapon or whatever. You're like, oh, let me check in on my little dudes, see how they're doing. And you're like, oh, God, just stop. that's just like the kind of meanwhile stuff that you do, like when you go back to town to repair your armor or to plot your points for the weapon stuff or. Whatever. Other than that, like, just running instances with friends, because, like, a lot of the people that you and I hang out with are also playing. So we have, like, a pretty cool, like, niche carved out. We all have, like, we're all playing, like, different roles, so we can, like, do, like, a whole group together and just run instances and stuff, and hopefully, like, in the future we'll be able to raid. That's it. I'm just on the grind right now, like just trying to improve reputation where I can, and
I'm trying to see what the date is on this companion app. News today says will allow, so probably not.
Yeah, I mean that'd be cool. I would gladly download that so I don't have to go to that thing in WoW because like it's a nightmare. Because like that place is always hella busy. And like lots of people there, so
server
gets bogged down.
It says it allows you to manage all the features of your class hall without having to physically send your characters there in the game. You'll be able to choose new upgrades from your hall, recruit new troops, manage new champions, inventory, and most importantly, send champions and troops out on missions. You can even complete missions and claim rewards right from the app, so they'll be waiting for you in your character's inventory next time you log in.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Additionally, when you hit a level 110 and unlock World Quest, you'll be able to browse them from the companion app. You won't be able to complete them remotely, though. You'll still have to physically visit the quest location with your character. The free app launches later this week on September 7th for both Android and iOS devices.
Nice. So that sounds like something I will totally use.
Sounds like WoW on the can.
Yeah. Oh, I will absolutely do that.
Second screen font, so the Wii U tablet of WoW.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, I don't know what's going on in that game, so... I just assume it's just...
And I fucking straight up gave up on Deus Ex.
Oh, yeah? I want to talk about that, too. Like, I'm kind of on the same boat. Like, I can't bring myself to play it. I'm like, well, maybe if I watch someone play it and I see what's good and what's going on. I watched some gameplay and I was like, well, that looks okay, but, like, do I want to try to grin and bear it a little bit? You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if I feel that, if I want to or not. And so I might be on the verge of just giving up on it. But I don't know. I'll probably give it like a couple more shots and then check it out the window.
Yeah.
Better stuff coming out online.
There it is.
I'll be playing Madden or
Madden.
NBA 2K17 or WWE 17.
That's still a ways off.
Or what else is that? Call of Duty. They sent. I get like three emails a day about stores wanting to pre-order Call of Duty. I shit you not. Like,
that's insane.
I got like two from Best Buy, three from GameStop.
Why?
Jeez.
One from Walmart, one from Amazon. They're all like...
You can pre-order games from Walmart?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Why you pre-order so many copies?
I don't. They're just like... I don't know why they all like... I think they're just like, yo, you bought a Call of Duty here one time.
You're an asshole that bothers us here. We're going to bother you. Where's my Amiibo?
Where's my Amiibo? Here's your fucking... God, I'm still mad about that.
Yeah, it's so bullshit.
Yeah. Power outage yet again. So, what the fuck you been playing?
Like I said, I was playing Overwatch because PS4 got the expansion finally, the update.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, new emotes and the new map, which I cannot pronounce, whatever.
I don't know what that is.
It's fun. It's a lot of it's hard to defend, it's easy to attack. With the payload system. Other than that, it's just Overwatch, and then I started because it was been sitting there from the shelf for like God knows how many months since I bought it. Twilight Princess HD. So I'm gonna see if I could beat that one. I gave up on Vesperia. Zestiria.
It's just
gave it up. It did not entice me. It didn't call back to me. Nothing. It was too anime-ish.
It's not even that, like the mechanics of it. Like, I was really excited for that game before.
Well, I meant like the stereotyping story character arcs. I was like,
yeah, it's a lot of anime.
I'm a hero, but I'm very, very humble.
I forgot to show the ad while I was reading about the lead.
Then there's a smart guy that he's even doing the glass, like, ching. Yeah. It's like, get out of here. I don't know. But Twilight's good. Twilight looks fucking beautiful in my TV.
No,
good. I remember having this discussion last time, and like, oh, it doesn't look that good. It looks like crap. I think it looks beautiful. It looks so good. There's a lot of, you look at a mountain, you're like, that's fucking a straight fucking 60-degree angle. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking a GameCube game. I mean, that's why. But it still looks sharp. It still looks vibrant. I don't know. I like it. I just left my home village, so I'm starting the main quest finally.
Oh, you're talking about in the game.
All the tutorials, like, get Epona, jump! Stop a fucking goat from running around.
So, no one's been fucking with that Battlefield 1 beta?
Not even a bit.
That sucks. Too bad.
Oh, my God.
It'll be fine. It'll go away. Just dump it, like, a lot.
Yeah. That was a left channel only.
I got it.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
I watched a video of a guy.
I saw some glitch videos. Holy shit, it's glitchy as fuck.
I saw a guy like who ran a horse on top of a building, basically. It's pretty funny. And then, I don't know. I download it. I can't bring myself to play it. Maybe
it looks great.
Maybe it's just I don't want to know if I want to like that game or not, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. Like every time, like, remember there was like a small stint when I was into competitive shooters when I was living with you? I don't know if I want to go back to that. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, horrible man back then.
WoW is already kind of like, ugh, man, I'm putting a lot of time into this.
Yeah. Well, for me, like Battlefield, like, I don't know. I had a lot of fun with Bad Company and Bad Company 2, and then Battlefield 3.
Were you having a good time with Bad Company till the day you die?
Yeah, something
bad
like that.
Bad Company.
Yeah, and
Bad Company.
Three for a while, I had fun, and then four, I did not have fun, and then
I had fun in four. I don't get what everyone's grief was. You have fun in Hardline, you're a fucking idiot.
I did not have fun in Hardline.
Hardline is garbage.
Like four, the problem was they went like for me when it first came out they went all J.J. Abrams, and they're like, oh.
Lens flare.
Lens flares everywhere. Like, in the middle of the day, flashlight has a fucking lens flare.
Oh, but the Jets look so good.
Jets came after I gave up. Did they come after I gave up? I don't remember.
I thought that was a default.
No, they were there, and it just sucked. I remember.
I loved it.
Just everyone running for the Jet, and then fucking...
Now, you seen that guy who just puts the fucking C4 on the Jets?
And then waits.
Like, and then just sits there, and then anytime somebody gets in, he's just like...
What a dick.
Oh, here's... Seriously?
Yeah, what the fuck?
All right. I played what else did you play? Oh, sorry.
That's it.
I played Pokemon Go while I was at
Disney?
At Disney World?
Disney World!
Turns out, if you want to play that game, that is the place to play it.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of lures in that picture.
Well, like, the mass amount of Pokestops and lures and just general just crazy shit going on. Like, you go 10 feet in a fucking Pokemon. I fucking had a Haunter pop over a fucking over the lake to in, riding in the you know the ferry.
Yeah.
Pop up there, riding the ferry. Like, all right, cool.
Safe travels. Hey, Joey. You having all a good time?
Yeah, great. Get in here. Let's go.
When you're playing Pokemon Go and, like, Mickey comes out like, huh, you shouldn't be playing this. Copyright protection.
Out of my way, Mouse.
Oh.
I caught a Golduck. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, no. You got shiny Goofy. Wake me up inside.
Because of all the water. Because of all
I can't
the lakes
wake
and
up.
Shit. Magikarp everywhere.
Of course.
But, I don't know. Just like.
Any Dratrinis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I couldn't get any of them to show up.
No.
Squirtle showed up, though. It was nice.
Squirrel showed up. It was tight. It was dang.
It was lit. I popped a 10K egg. That was nice. So until I found out I was on Eevee, and then I was like, oh, this game.
This fucking game.
That was another reason why I was glad to play it there, is because, like, you get a lot of walking in, you know? So you get all those eggs hatching.
Yeah, it's true.
I got that that grapefruit beer.
But then it's you,
again.
Then it's you, like a big old man standing in front of a sea of kids going, I got it. Fuck y'all.
Not even this.
No, some little kid was on the monitor, like, I hear someone playing Pokemon. And I'm like, it wasn't me, because I played with my sound off. And I was, yeah. Like, I was like, it's that guy, but here's a Pikachu that I'm about to catch.
Don't tell anybody. It was my fucking Pikachu.
And then,
catch that Pikachu. I pissed on it. It's mine.
Yeah, I don't know, like, Mississippi State Marching Band was there doing the parade.
Oh.
So that was kind of cool.
That wasn't cool.
I mean, it's...
You say cool for everything. It wasn't that cool.
I enjoyed that.
There you go. Enjoy it.
I enjoyed that. More so than...
It rained. It was cool.
More so than the rain that was constantly beating down on me.
I like rice. Rice is cool.
I don't know. Like, I think Disney needs something new. Something fresh.
See, I feel like you're wrong. Like, I feel like if I went to Disney, I would just be like,
"Why are you gonna go in there like 800 times?"
Every time I go to Disney, I'm like, I'm in wonder. I love really? It. I love it, man. I feel like a kid. It's awesome. You have a kid, so it's completely flipped on you already.
No, like, it's just like one nightmare after another. Like,
Disney World. Shut up.
You're there. The kid.
What if,
like,
you just leave Henry home one time?
No, like, Henry's. We got there. Henry was upset, and then like. The fucking tram you gotta ride, like the fucking
all right, we're gonna do
thing
this.
Doesn't fit in the tram.
Chris is gonna take Henry on vacation to her family, and then we're all three of us
all
gonna
three
go
of
to
us
Disney.
Go.
And
then we're gonna just go to Epcot.
Then we'll give that big man a pin. Say birthday.
Yeah, that's a good time when you tell them it's your birthday. They don't check.
Happy birthday.
Did you know they added like metal detectors?
No.
Yeah, they added metal detectors. They like randomly select you every once in a while. And
are
like,
you dying?
No, I just. Try not to burp in.
Are you good?
They randomly select
Cassie.
You.
Oh, here.
They randomly select you for screening. So.
Did they select you because of your A-Rab beer?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it.
They're like, you.
You. Hey, Habibi, come over here.
Oh. Show my driver's license.
My name's
get out of
Joey.
Here.
Joey. Yeah, sure thing, Osama.
what else?
I don't know. As soon as you said that, I was thinking of the fucking Robin Williams Osama bin Farten.
I remember this.
I don't think you remembered it out of that.
It's the way you said it, just Osama bin Farten. Damn it! I don't know if that's actually Robin Williams. I don't know who said that.
I know what. I know the skit you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. We went to Epcot. What was Epcot?
No, it's Roger from American Dad. My bad.
I got the
we got there.
The that grapefruit beer in Germany. I don't know if you ever had that.
No.
It's like a Hefeweizen, and then they pour grapefruit juice in it. Hefeweizen. It's pretty good.
Did you get that?
That sounds okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you get that Grand Manuel slushy?
No, I didn't walk that far. We were late for an appointment.
An appointment? Oh, haircut again?
Yeah.
All right, man. The kid got his haircut. You don't have to go to Disney every time for a haircut.
Sure.
Jesus. No, because now the kid goes, oh, Disney haircut, great.
That might be a thing.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I mean, like, yeah.
Did he like it, or was he still pissed off?
Yeah, he's always pissed off.
Well, there you go. Stop taking him.
But it's Disney. They get paid to deal with it.
That's so stupid.
They get paid to deal with that shit.
Oh, my God.
It's
the happiest place on earth. I don't give a shit.
Fuck you. Turkey leg.
Did you feed him a turkey leg?
No.
Dude, those shits are hard to eat. What are you talking about?
We went to the beer garden.
Incapacitated.
So, all right. So,
itis.
Apparently, you didn't know about this, so I'm going to talk about it. Like, so, we go eat lunch. We love to eat lunch at Germany. In Germany, there's a beer garden. The Beer Garden is basically an all-you-can-eat German food buffet.
Yeah, you just get that.
Where
cheese,
is that?
That cheese soup.
Fucking Germany and fucking
Okay,
Epcot.
I'm thinking, where in Germany?
All right, so you know.
I see the fountain. There's a right side where there's like a bar, and then there's the main center.
Okay, yeah. So in the main center, you know how everyone gets their fucking,
Bratwurst.
The brats. Yeah. If you just go to the left, there's a little booth there, and you say, one Beer Garden, please, and they go, hold this, and it'll be a minute. And then there's the hall, like, right in there. It's like a giant-ass Beer Garden hall.
Fuck, I never knew that.
Yeah, so next time you go, take an extra $40 and...
$40?
It's like 30 plus tip.
To do what?
All you can eat.
I can't eat that much Bratwurst.
There's other shit.
Like what?
Let's see. I had
cheese soup.
All right, there was
that's Canada.
So check it out. Here's what
Germany
here's
has
what,
cheese
here's
soup.
Here's what I'm gonna tell you. So like on
actual
the
Germany.
On the salad bar, there's like
a salad bar. Yeah.
There's the actual salad for you, and then
Does
there's like
sneeze guard?
There's like a there's a cucumber salad, then there's a sausage salad. It's a salad made of sausages.
I still don't get my $30 price point here.
Oh, no. Hear me out. It's all right. You can eat, so shut up. They don't ask you politely to leave. It's Disney. I mean, I didn't eat $30 worth at this time. So.
Sure,
but anyway.
Sure,
so
are
then,
you done? He goes, I'll be done when I hate myself.
You just bring a new
family. CK Joe,
you just bring a new family to sit down here with me, and I'll tell you when I'm done.
I'll tell you my tale.
So from there, there's like some sausages. Some cheeses,
sausage,
and then there's various rolls, pretzels, and non-pretzeled.
Ooh,
and
now you got
and then,
me. Now you got
then
me.
There's cheese soup, like Kyle said. There was a tomato soup today. Then,
oh, fuck yourself.
Then they had then there's various sausages and sauerkraut. My mouth's starting to water. The pork they smash with a hammer and they bread it and they. Fry it.
It's not strudel.
It's a...
No, it's not strudel. Yeah.
Not spetzel.
God. Auschwitz.
Damn. Doesn't matter. And they got various spetzels, and then they got mac and cheese, and then they got a carving station. They're carving off roast beef. They're carving off turkey.
How the fuck did I not know about this?
And then there's an all-you-can-eat dessert bar.
Oh.
Raspberry compote.
They call it a beer garden. Where's the beer?
There's also beer in there.
All you can drink beer.
Oh, you got to pay for those.
Motherfucker.
You can get a liter or a half liter.
That's how they get you. That's how they get
you. You can get a liter or a half liter.
That's how they get you.
A liter is like 15.
False advertising.
You can also do a flight.
Not fair.
Anyway, I wasn't done with the fucking desserts. German chocolate cake.
You sold it already. Don't worry about it.
Raspberry compote.
Keeps going. Compost?
Compote. One of those little chocolate wheels. You know what I'm saying? It's like a
truffle?
No, but just pretend it's a truffle. A cheesecake. A peach cake. And then...
Peaches.
And then the bar duplicates itself. Like then like there's the second half, which is the same thing, but on the opposite side.
It duplicates itself.
And then every 45 minutes they have a bunch of Oompa Band guys come out and fucking entertain you.
Hey, it's Joey. This one goes out to our main customer.
Hey, they're like Ziggy Zoggy. You're like, yes, right. I'm drinking this beer.
Drinking this
all you can drink. Fucking Coke, where it's not $6 a fucking Coke in here.
Yeah, pay for the beer.
Yeah, just refill this Caesar dressing.
Yeah, so, like, I recommend it. It's really good. Like,
I've never heard of it, huh? I will look into it.
It's 30 if you get it before 3 and, like, 35 if you get it after 3.
The fuck is the $5 difference for?
I don't know. Maybe there's different shit. There's baked chicken on there today. I don't know. There's always different shit.
There's women in Lederhosen.
There are women in Dirndl.
Traditional
men in... Lederhosen.
Ooh.
And then they play the big, you know, the Ricola horns, they play those. Yeah, they do that.
Do the National Lampoon like...
Kind of, a little bit. I mean, just go and find out for yourself, man.
Just start picking a fight with somebody.
I tell you, next time you go, we'll go, and if you can't afford it, I'll give you $10.
No, I can afford it. I just want to know what the fuck it comes with.
And just all you can eat.
Like, that's awesome. Because there's an Australian wine tour as well you could take in Australia.
I don't do that.
It's all right.
I keep forgetting that it's Morocco beside China.
Yeah.
There goes China, Morocco, Germany.
Just sing the Wacko song.
That does not help. Mexico's next to Norway, which is somehow next to China. Which
Norway,
is somehow next
more
to...
like Snorway, am I right?
It was pretty bad.
They took out the maelstrom. It's not frozen.
Yeah, they, it's different over there. I didn't go in there.
I was
in a hurry to get food.
Excuse me.
I mean, I paid $10 for that beer. It was cold and good.
Hey, Joey, want a turkey leg? Not today.
But yeah, I didn't do the pretzel either. So.
Oh, pretzel sounds good. The jalapeno one in America? No.
That's a good
one. That thing's starting to taste stale every time I get it.
So I fucking get it's awesome.
No, it's starting to taste wet.
It was good. Shut up. It's good.
Wet and stale. I don't know how that happens.
Wet and
it tastes wet, and then you get it, it's stale. You're like, how the fuck did you do this? Imagineering at work, a wet, stale pretzel. All right.
Stop paying her.
Got him.
But yeah, other than that, I played the PS Vita. Played more. I played Hotline Miami for a while.
At least you weren't playing that other fucking game. We were playing.
I mean, I'm giving up.
Dude,
fuck that game.
That shit was brutal, right?
I got an extra
three hit kill.
No, I got an extra life thingy when I was playing it.
Like, oh shit, like, yeah.
But if you don't make it back to your ship, fuck you.
Oh no.
So stupid.
I was like, damn, you take three hits, and you know, well, now you can take four on the way back.
How's Hotline on the Vita?
I don't like the position of the analog stick, so it plays like ass. Like ass.
Ass.
And then, like, the triggers, and it's not great. Not great. Plus, like, I haven't tried the touch screen thing. I keep forgetting that thing's a touch
screen. What,
the back? Yeah.
Or both?
But either.
Oh.
No. All right. Let's get to the fucking news. Anyone got any news they want to talk about before I fucking do all this bullshit?
I literally didn't look at anything. I've been playing WoW. Like,
fuck off!
All right, let's talk about the big boy in the news then. Let me bring up. Let's see if it don't crash everything.
Do you like games?
No.
Oh well, never mind. I can't pitch you anything.
Well, go ahead. Tell me about what if I liked games.
Do you like games that are like almost done but not really?
Yeah. Okay. So what would I do if I like games that are almost done but not really?
Well, you give us the money for that unfinished game.
Okay.
And
then the beta?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
how unfinished?
Not quite the beta yet.
How unfinished are we talking?
We're kind of there. It's taken us 3 years. But
you can play it.
I can play it. Okay.
Yeah. You can play. Well, you can quote unquote play it.
Okay.
But get this. I know it's almost finished, but how about we throw DLC on top of it?
DLC, like I get the like if I pay for the DLC now, I get it when the game comes out.
Yeah, thank you for saying pain.
Okay. Oh,
for free. What do you think we are, charity?
What do you think we are, CD Projekt Red?
So Ark, developer Wildcard is what we're talking about. They, I don't know. So like you have to go back. They made a game called Ark. It's basically like people riding dinosaurs and shooting guns and shit, right? I mean, yeah. That's not me misunderstanding the game,
still don't understand,
right?
The concept of the game.
And so it's a...
It's like a survival game.
Right, it's a survival
crafting.
Resource management bullshit,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's in early access. It's been in early access for a while. Yeah. The problem is just like, you know, they've added a lot of features and done a lot of work to it. Sure. So the game is different from when... Right, what I'm going to say. The game that you get now is not the game that you paid for in early access, you know what I'm saying? They've made improvements, they've made headway.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, people were saying, like, I've heard some complaints, like, if you get underneath a dinosaur, like in the middle of the daytime, you still need a flashlight to see underneath the dinosaur because the lighting is shit. You know, like the collision is off and, like, you know, shit like that, just, like, not working.
Yeah, it's been, like, 2 years greenlit already or some shit?
Right, 2 years. And so the issue is that they have recently come out with a paid DLC.
Scorched Earth.
And
it's ridiculous.
And they're saying that the DLC is completely finished. So, I think the problem is that like a lot of people are upset that you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, you already paid for the game, but now you got this additional content that is done. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing additional content, but... You know, and it's not hard to imagine a world where you're working on an idea or you know, the team that builds the dinosaurs is done and building dinosaurs, and they're like, well, we need something else to do, and they build some other stuff, but, like, you know...
Well, I was telling you earlier, like, the CEO or whatever of that company, I don't know his name,
mm-hmm.
That motherfucker, like, he basically did a press release saying, well, we can't please everybody with the DLC, but this is closer to the finished ideal of the game that we had in mind. All right, so why am I paying for a finished the game that you said you envisioned is finished?
Right.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, yeah, you're still getting game out of it, but I don't understand why you took the money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then haven't finished it, but you're going to add another content that we still have to pay for again.
Can I introduce you to my friend KG Inafune?
Oh, I mean, like, well, even then, like, they didn't put out, like, Mighty No. 9 and then, like, say...
No, I know, but...
Like, oh,
it's a similar principle.
Here, they didn't put out Mighty No. 9 and then say, hey, when we were making Mighty No. 9, we made Mighty No. 4.5 also, and you guys can download get the 4.5. Or...
No, but they did get enough money to make Mighty No. 9, and then while making Mighty No. 9, wanted to make an anime.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like I said, it's not hard to imagine that someone. You know, there's ideas out there that need to be developed that don't go along with the main part of the game, and that, you know, you have people that need to be working on it. But the problem really is that those ideas shouldn't come to fruition in full, especially when the main game still isn't done. You know what I'm saying?
Like day one DLC is kind of pissing me off already as it is.
Right.
If not even day one.
Right. Right. We're right. Well,
don't tell me playing the game in early access is
harder. With day one DLC sometimes, though, like the company, you know, they finish the game in March, you know.
Yeah.
It comes out in May, you know, and so between March and May, they got all this time to do something else, you know what I'm saying? They can make some DLC or, you know, some new whatever.
I guess.
You know, there's always arguments for why things are acceptable, but, like, to release DLC for a game that isn't done yet?
Yeah, that's like...
Well, what's scary is that if it is successful, if it is, it just leads to other developers. Well, we can do that.
It sets a precedent for doing it and people accepting it, you know? Yeah.
And it's getting very positive reviews with DLC, even versus all the fucking negative bomb reviews that are happening.
Right.
Now.
Well, I mean, that's something else that we can talk about is, like, you know, if you go to their Steam page for ARK Survival Edition Evolved, it's dropped, like, tremendously on reviews. Just
it went from very good to mixed now. Mixed.
So, I mean, that's some really big news. And then, like, you know, we've always talked about, like, how, you know, delicate the dance is between the consumer and the company, you know, especially with things like early access and things like that.
It goes into, like, pre-order fiascos, too. Like, why would I give somebody my money for promises?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why, like, after my number 9 Kickstarter left a bad taste in my mouth.
Right.
I still gave money to Bloodstain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So... We'll see. Maybe that's the saving grace right there.
So the next thing I have is that EVE Online, after 13 years, is adding a free-to-play model for EVE Online.
Nice.
Now, granted, it's not, like, completely free-to-play. It's just basically, like, you can run a small little company, you know, you know, a small corporation. So, you know, you're not going to be running all these big things. But
do I have a frigate?
I don't know. The
I need a frigate.
I don't know the depths of it, but, like, it's, you know, basically like WoW did for a while, where, you know, you could play to a certain level and do certain things, and those things are free. And, you know, I think that's a good way to add new players without pissing off the people who've been paying for it forever. You know, if you just went straight free to play, you know, there's people who have literal money invested in this that are just going to feel like they're out on their ass, you know?
Mm.
So.
Mm. Maybe you don't know, or maybe you do know. Saw that Postal 2 got an update?
I did see about Postal 2. Let me see if I can bring that up. So Postal 2 had a game store in their mall inside of it. Let's see if I can bring up a picture here.
It's a close for renovations opening June 2016.
Yeah, June 2016, and then, like, when they open it up, it's like a fake Steam store. It's called, like, Steme or something like that. I put it up there. So I think that's pretty interesting. They patched it and then put that in there.
And it's all talking about the Vive. And then, like, don't pre-order Postal 3.
Oh, really?
It's garbage. That's what they said.
Oh, really? That's pretty funny. Yeah, I saw
it. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. How old is that game?
11 years?
I think it's 11 years.
I can't remember. Maybe, yeah. Yeah, it's closed for renovation. Give me a second.
That's fine.
Google, bring it up. 2003.
Yeah.
So, what is that?
No, actually, 13 years.
There you go.
Jeez.
Yeah. All right. What else we got in here in the news? Al, you want to talk about that 3DS Direct?
No.
No, you don't want to?
It was whatever.
I mean, we can just basically go over, like, the things, like, Super Mario Maker for 3DS, right?
Yeah, but you can't search.
You also can't, yeah, you can't share, right?
I think you can't share or upload.
Right. Like, yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. I get it and why, but it's kind of dumb. Why would you do it in the first place? And, like, and someone in the comments even said it. Stop porting Wii U games to the fucking 3DS.
Well, yeah, they also did Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yoshi's Woolly World, Hyrule Warriors, now Mario 3D. It's like Mario.
Yeah.
Mario.
They talk about Sun and Moon. They talk about Mario Party Star Rush.
That looks dumb.
The 30th anniversary.
Zelda.
Zelda.
New Zelda Amiibo Switch.
Yeah, new Zelda Amiibo.
Of course I have to get.
Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Yeah, Amiibos.
Welcome Amiibos.
Yeah, yeah. Dragon Quest 7, Dragon Quest 8.
That's cool.
Picross 3D.
No.
Two. Well, I like Picross 3D. I just don't want to spend $30.
Yeah, that's too much.
They introduced new Street Pass games that I didn't really...
Two or three.
And then Mario Sports Superstars. And then they set a new Pikmin side-scrolling action game, so...
Once again, Metroid. Back in the shed.
Yeah, well, you know.
Horrible.
They I mean, you know, you got...
That side-scrolling Pikmin game looks dumb.
Oh, really?
That looks dumb.
Well, all right, well...
I mean, I don't know, I wasn't impressed at all.
All right, well, what else we got?
It was lackluster. Even the fucking short with Bill and
oh really?
Bill Trennan and Reggie was like, "Where's my Nintendo 3DS?" And apparently, Bill got sent to an island or something. Okay. He's like, "I learned everything."
He was
like,
"What?"
yeah, stupid.
I forgot to mention I played Hearthstone, but that's you know Hearthstone. If you guys care about Humble Bundles, it's a Humble Sierra Bundle.
Humble.
I
got the Capcom one.
You did get the Capcom one? I got today's
I
your
dropped
last
your $12.
Day. Oh, good job.
Oh,
I thought
shit.
You dropped 15.
Huh?
I thought you had dropped 15 to get four whatever.
For what?
To Resident Evil 4.
I don't want Resident Evil 4.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go.
I wanted Strider and Remake, that's it. And I got my 12.
So the,
I have a bunch of codes to give away, apparently, because I don't want to pay any of those other games.
You pay $1, you get Space Quest Collection, Phantasmagoria 1 and 2, Police Quest Collection, and Shiftlings. Pay more than the average, which is $12.71 right now, get Arcanum, Time Shift, Quest for Glory 1 through 5, Gabriel Knight 1 through 3. $15 or more, you unlock Caesar 3 or Caesar 4, Geometry Wars 3. King's Quest Collection, which includes 7 classic games. Velocity 2X, $20 or more, you get King's Quest, the complete collection, which is the new one, I do believe.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So,
$20 gets you a shit ton of games.
Goes to the Call of Duty Endowment. So, that's, Call of Duty's,
Endowment.
Helping, veterans kind of thing.
All their dicks are out.
pretty good, bunch of $100 donations, some $90 donations in there already. That's pretty cool. So, I don't know. I'm interested in the lower end of that, actually, more so than the higher end. I like Phantasmagoria and Police Quest.
I just like King's Quest, and that's it.
Really? Yeah. I never really liked King's Quest.
I liked it.
Yeah. Sierra stuff is fine.
Yeah. All right. let's see. We don't care about that kind of stuff. I mean, did anyone catch anything out of PAX they care to talk about? Like,
none. Nothing really got announced.
Oh, man.
I saw my great YouTube channel. That's it.
What YouTube channel?
Ah, fun announce. They always give, like, a press conference.
Oh, okay.
They're fun to watch.
We forgot to mention the
I know Giant Bomb was doing something, like a stream.
They always do something. They're always doing the wrestling thing, and they're always doing a bunch of stuff.
I forgot what they were doing. I think they were trying to do Mario Maker the hardest level ever, I think.
Oh, that seems like something they would do. I don't see anything else really big news out of there. I don't know. PlayStation Now is out on the PC. We talked about that. Oh, they delayed Shantae Half Genie Hero.
Aw.
I mean, I played the game. It's fine. It's going to come out. It's not a big deal.
It'll be out.
It's fine. Yeah, I don't remember how long the delay was, but... I don't know. But you just go to the website and you can check it out. The game was pretty good. I played it. Don't let them tell you that you need to be. You can split the controller. One person jumps, one person takes it. Unofficial two-player support.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
All right, here's the PlayStation Plus free games lineup in text form because I'm not watching a YouTube video. Lords of the Fallen for the PS4.
Gross.
Journey for PS4, PS3.
That's pretty sweet.
Badland for PS Vita, PS4, PS3.
I don't know what that is.
Amnesia Memories for the Vita.
Oh.
Prince of Persia Forgotten Sands for PS3. And Datura for PS3.
What?
All right.
So,
I don't know. I wanted to try Lords of the Fallen.
All
is it that
fairness,
bad?
It's
bad. No.
Xbox Games with Gold.
Journey I'll get for sure.
For September. Where's the stupid thing? Here it is. Your Games with Gold for September. I don't even remember. The first one was terrible, if I remember correctly.
Fable.
It's not always that Fable. Terrible. First one is Earthlock for the Xbox One. Second one is Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. For Xbox One, third one is Forza Horizon for the Xbox 360, and then Mirror's Edge for the Xbox 360. Earthlock is one of those, it's free on the debut, and then, you know, Assassin's Creed China kind of will split into next month as well, so. I don't know. I'd play the Assassin's Creed game for free. I mean, I'm certainly not going to pay for it. And Forza Horizon's pretty good. I don't know if you want to go back and play a 360 game, but.
No, I'm good.
Certainly quality title.
Good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Great soundtrack. Actually, all the Forza games have great soundtrack.
And then, other than that, that's about it.
Slow news.
I mean, you know, it's about to start cranking up here, so.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you got...
I was telling Kyle 2 weeks as Dragon Quest VI.
And we all got that, PlayStation, whatever it's called.
The
press conference thing coming up on the 9th. So that's
There's a rumor that I forgot to, there's a story too. Korea, the website.
Oh, Red Dead Redemption HD
remastered.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't see Rockstar saying, "Yeah, an Xbox and PS4." You know.
Well, the best argument I've heard against for that being false is that you got to remember they couldn't port it to the PC, and the Xbox One and the PS4 are basically PCs. Mm. So the argument for it showing up at all.
Why couldn't they port it?
It was just a nightmare. It just didn't work.
Oh.
It just was so many problems. Like, they'd have to remake the whole game.
Do it.
Did you watch the Did You Know Gaming about Shadow the Hedgehog?
Yes, I did.
He's got a gun.
He's got a gun. That's edgy.
Which one of these?
We're
going to
put Sonic, but we don't want Sonic to have a gun. That's kid friendly. But Shadow, we can do whatever we want. Oh, because he's black.
He says, damn.
So he curses, damn.
Yeah, I watched that.
Devon Dudley.
Firewatch, damn. Coming to Xbox One.
Was it Farouk?
He goes, see,
damn.
That's racist.
Oh, they're all the same team.
Right? More rumors about the NX. You know, all that stuff.
What does it do now, fly?
No, just handheld, no region lock.
Is it a handheld console drone?
Yeah.
Here comes the free drone.
Forge is out. Forge for Halo. We don't care about that. Yeah. There's apparently those guys who got their hands on the 64 disk drive.
Yeah.
They're making more videos. I haven't watched it, but I keep seeing they're like, watch our video. I'm like, no. I don't want to watch you break this thing. Just make me mad. So, going back to art, I forgot to mention this. The NVIDIA kind of questioned them. I don't know if you saw that.
The what?
They're like, so NVIDIA. They're like, so why is the game not out yet? And they're like, oh, because we're still working on it. They're like, well, when's it coming out? They're like, winter. And they're like, winter, huh? Okay.
They're like, all right.
Yeah, okay.
Better.
Winter when? They didn't say winter. Winter.
Tiny doesn't take pretty long.
Yeah, so. I don't know. The deeper I dig,
cockeyed motherfucker.
The deeper I dig in the news, the worse the news gets.
Yeah, it's fucking
Space Channel 5 VR.
Oh God!
Oh God! Why?
Hey man, I'm into that.
That's the future.
Yeah.
Bottom barrel news, please stop.
Do we talk? We talked about Duke Nukem, right?
We did last week.
Okay, all right, good. Yeah, there you go.
Nintendo took down like how many fan made games?
500.
Over. Like 562, I think.
Yeah.
They're hitting it hardcore now.
I mean, the you gotta remember, they can always turn a blind eye and be like, oh, well, we didn't see that. We didn't see that until someone's like, hey, did you see, like, I released my Link does a porno flash game and it makes it the front page. You know what I'm saying? It makes it the front page of Reddit, and then it's like, well, we have to acknowledge it now.
Yeah.
Good job,
Link,
assholes.
The legend of the stink pink.
All right.
I don't know. I get it. All these news outlets have to start reporting. Did you read about the new Metroid remake? Like, shut the fuck up. Let us have this.
All right.
We'll be quiet. Oh God, Pokemon Uranium. God damn it, motherfuckers.
Yeah, they got to talk about something, man. Like, they're expected to come up with like 14, 15.
I thought I found a torrent copy of a.
Oh yeah.
Of a Pokemon Uranium. Not bad. Not bad at all, dude. Even the Pokemon designs, I actually dig. It's a full Pokemon game. It feels like it was made by Game Freak. It was so...
Maybe they made it on the side.
Maybe they're like, it was leftover ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Here you go.
Fucking nerds.
Not bad.
All right, well, that's good. All right. Well, obviously, time to wrap up the thing. You can always send us an email, podcast@goldensaucer.net. You can always watch us on YouTube, Golden Saucer Cast.
Don't watch us.
You get to see all the episodes, get all this goodness right in here. You get, if you can subscribe, like, and all that stuff, it'd be great, you know. If not, we have it up there just so keep...
Tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. That'd be nice. Tell them about the podcast.
Like, I was real militant. Like,
pick up their fucking friends. Pick up their phone, go to iTunes, and just
subscribe.
Add it to it. Yeah. Just subscribe and just...
We'll set up a Patreon. Mm-hmm. You can slide
did
us
I tell
some
you
cash.
About, did I tell... Who, which one of you was I telling about the Patreon that I saw? Some girl had a Patreon, and she was getting a whole $30 a month.
Like, was it for fake titties?
No, she was like just buying cosplay stuff.
Oh. See, like that's like a fair Patreon.
That's fair,
though.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously she wants more to be able to travel and do photo shoots and, you know,
do something.
But, I mean, she only had like five or six Patreons, but still. You know, yeah, sure.
Seven.
See the problem is
25.
Those nipples crossed? Ah, 13.
When you start like getting into Patreon, then you entered into the agreement upon having to deliver said goods, you know what I'm saying?
But are the goods good?
Right, that's also the problem, you know what I'm saying?
What type of goods are we talking about?
Yeah, if those goods end up being bads,
exactly.
Then
so then,
I don't...
Then people aren't going to... Then you're like, oh no, I quit my job for this.
I was going to be your manager.
Yeah, so, you know.
We talk about the UPC... UPC. YouTube policy change? Or not change, but just became...
I don't think we went over it. Yeah, I don't think we went over it. But that's one of the reasons why we changed the video format so much is like... Like, if you ever look at the video, like, right below me, there's, like, no space. It's, like, probably, like, a 100 by 200 window there.
Yeah.
So.
It's just more along the lines of, like, tagging and titling your video.
Oh, really?
Offensive, vulgar language.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck this guy. And I was like, fuck.
Well, I mean, we don't do that stuff. So.
Like, I rape her. I was like, click big bullshit.
Like, instead of, like, last episode being those damn millennials, it was those darn millennials, you know? Like,
what I don't like is the last bullet point of that was cannot... weigh in on current events such as political. I'm like, I mean, that's freedom of speech, buddy.
I mean, like, maybe that's just like a catch-all, you know what I'm saying?
I guess. But apparently these have been around forever. Just the bot's been pushed to actually look for them now, the tags and titles. So some people are being flagged, some people are not. Like Philip DeFranco or whatever his name is.
Maybe they want you to be like, you can't make a video why Republicans are idiots, you know? Why the Democrats are douchebags, you know?
Why you're a communist and I'm better than you.
Yeah, exactly.
Why your dick isn't out for Harambe.
Exactly, so.
We got it.
All right.
It's
so,
in the podcast.
Like,
twice,
like
thrice.
A month late.
All right, we said it last week, too. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Well, that about wraps up the show. You know, I appreciate all the support everyone gives me. You know, people come up to me and, you know, mention the podcast, and I appreciate that. It's always good. Get the solid, yes, someone's actually listening to this.
It's not pointless.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And then, I need someone to sleep. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'll leave it on for my dogs.
I get a lot of, like when I'm playing games with some of the people who listen to the podcast, like, they'll bring up stuff that we talked about, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's almost like you were fucking there having the conversation with us. That's kind of cool.
You hit her up with a like and a share.
I like when people...
Huh?
I like when
stop
people,
bringing it up to us.
People
just,
like,
just like and share.
Oh, you know, you forgot to mention this, and they know the episode's better than I do. I'm like, oh, jeez, man. Like,
what episode was that? Fuck.
Oh, God.
I don't remember that shit.
Like, I listen to them like 3 times, and then I'm done with them forever. I listen to it when I do it. I listen to it when I'm thinking it, when I'm editing it, and then I listen to it one more time, maybe, if I like...
You just... Racking up that view count.
I got a page counter. I hit an F5.
That's a good 2 pennies right there.
hey, as long as I'm not streaming, I have to download it.
That's true.
All right. Alf, get us out of here.
Dicks out later!